Good morning, Gerard.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
The bye week here for you guys gave you an opportunity to do a little self-scouting this week. Did you get ripped in the film study, too?
Every single day. You know, we went over every bad play that we've had the last couple weeks, and there have been quite a few, so it was some long days. But, you know, a lot of productive work, though.
You know, Gerard, a lot of your teammates, most of them on offense, have been in bye week situations before and know how to ramp it up for the playoffs. Do you find yourself approaching this year's playoffs differently than last year?
You know, I think last year, I think we prepared well and, you know, we're ready to go. Obviously, we didn't play like, you know, we should have, but hopefully we'll, you know, we had this extra week to get things done, get guys back healthy, and hopefully we played better this year.
You know, I know you played with Teddy Bruschi and you played with Mike Vrabel back in the day, and both of those guys, now they say at playoff time, they'd shut things down and say, okay, I'm not talking to anybody about tickets, don't call me, don't contact me. How about you? What's your playoff game face look like? What do you do that is different than the regular season?
Just like those guys, you know, I'm shutting everything down. I'm not doing anything extra outside of, you know, what needs to be done to help this team win. And I'm sure a lot of the other guys are approaching it the same way. You know, at this time of the year, everybody wants a ticket. Everybody wants to come to the game. But, you know, we have more important things to handle, and everybody wants to get to Dallas, and that's the main goal.
As you look back on the season just passed, for you personally now, what was the biggest difference between last year and this year in your game?
Just being healthy, I think. You know, last year I got hurt first game, and I was kind of battling that, you know, the whole year. And this year, just being able to get through the season relatively healthy, you know, is just a blessing. So I feel good about that.
At what point did you take the knee brace off?
I think I took it off. I took it off last year in the playoffs, the first, you know, the playoff game. You know, so I had it on the whole year, you know, the whole time I came back. So I took it off for the playoff game, and, you know, obviously that didn't turn out the way, you know, we wanted it to. So,
when you took it off, was it just on your own, or did the doctor say it was okay?
Oh, the doctor told me it was okay, and, you know, you always feel a lot better when you don't have the extra, you know, 4 pounds on one leg than the other. So you always feel a little better when you're balanced.
You guys have shut down the communication with the media. You don't have much to say. How do you think that helps you, or does that help you prepare when you're not spending a lot of time on interviews like this fine one?
Oh, to be honest with you, you know, I think it makes guys become more focused on the game at hand. You know, instead of talking, I think they can be in the, you know, in the defensive room studying film, a little extra film here and there. You know, in the playoffs, every play counts. You know, every play is vital to the success of the team, and that's the way we're approaching it.
Have you ever found yourself or found a teammate getting caught up in the hype of talking heads on the radio or reporters who say, you know, Gerard Mayo is the best I've ever seen, this guy is unbelievable? Have you ever, just even for a week, get caught up in the hype?
To be honest with you, I think Coach Belichick and the rest of the staff do an excellent job keeping us humble and not paying attention to any media. You know, every week we're getting, you know, I don't want to say bash, but he's making sure we're, you know, our heads are in the right place and still preparing well, like we're playing, you know, tough teams, which we are in the playoffs.
You're a young player, but you're also a leader on this team, a captain on this team. Tell me what the rookies and the young players do to try to emulate what the veterans are saying, and tell me how good they've been at following your lead.
You know, I just think the overall professionalism that these older guys are really putting in, you know, they're coming in early and staying late. I think that's the biggest thing these guys are really taking heed to. You know, early on, especially like during training camp and early in the season, you would see these rookies getting up out of here, you know, real early or coming in a little late. But now, you know, late as the season has gone on, especially after the Cleveland game, guys have really put in that extra time early on and later in the evening. So I think that's the biggest difference with this team.
Have you ever had to say something to a young player? Hey, you need to be in here earlier. Hey, you need to look at more film. Have you had to do that?
Yeah, I've had to do it, and I'm sure a lot of these other guys have had to do it. You know, I tell these guys all the time, there's no rush to get out of here. You know, there's no fine for staying late, and there's no fine for coming early. So,
were your family and friends over the top excited when they learned that you were a Pro Bowler?
They were. You know, I actually had my brothers and my fiance at the house when I found out about it, and, you know, there was a bunch of screaming and stuff going on in the house. I was very excited about that.
Fiance, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, do you have a date?
Not yet. Not yet. So
it won't be during football season. Huh?
It won't be during football season, I promise you.
Yeah, it's a funny thing about the Pro Bowl. I guess it's a nice thing to put in the media guide and put on your resume, but let's be honest, you don't want to play in it.
Exactly. You never want to play in the Pro Bowl. You want to be playing in the Super Bowl, obviously. So, you know, it's a great award and everything like that, but, you know, the team goals always come first.
Will you watch the four games this weekend?
I will, you know, especially the AFC games, just to see, you know, what guys are doing. You know, everybody's pulling out all the stops this weekend, and, you know, hopefully, you know, we can find out our opponent soon.
I'll tell you what, I think I saw, I don't know if I saw your fiance, but I know I saw some relatives of yours, because it seemed like about 20 people who had bought up all the Mayo jerseys at the pro shop walking into the stadium. I mean, when your folks come, they really come to support, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they come to support, and I'm grateful to have those guys in my life. So.
I mean, Dale, they were like, I saw 51 jerseys.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. I mean, in all age groups, too. You know, four-year-olds.
All the way.
25. It's unbelievable.
I appreciate that.
Gerard, congratulations on the regular season. Even though, as you've pointed out, doesn't mean anything. You're sitting here 0-0 like everybody else. Best of luck to you. When we next talk, we'll know who the opponent will be. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Gerard. See you.
That is a Patriots Pro Bowl linebacker Gerard Mayo joining us.